exciting stuff. I'm really, really stoked about it. But I'm not going to give everything away because we're going to have all the tools in place next week for the kickoff on May the 4th. Did you guys sit where at the summit? Did you guys have a good time this weekend?
Yeah.
Awesome. What were some of your guys' thoughts? Awesome. What were some of your guys' thoughts about the event as we go forward?
Just do it.
Just do it. That sounds good. Did you guys all learn a lot this weekend and get a lot of vision?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And there's a lot of, there was a lot of vision from the top down and from the bottom up. It kind of met in the middle. I mean, we heard from the corporate leaders. We heard from the different levels of leaders.
Absolutely.
It was really nice.
Absolutely. Well, there will be another big summit next year. We're going to get those dates announced as soon as we possibly can. I already talked to the convention center today, and we're going to work those out as fast as we possibly can. Let me kind of get right to it tonight because I know a lot of you guys have been traveling, and I appreciate all of you that took the time to come very, very much. Hope you all had a great time. It was so cool to see so many people in a packed house and all the great things going on, and frankly, you guys, all the very, very, very cool new tools that we have that are going to allow us to get going. Of course, you guys all know, and some of you don't that weren't at the summit, that the Is This For You DVD is now available not only on in Touch, it's also at Focus on Growth. So if you call Focus on Growth, ask for the Is This For You DVD, it's there. I know a lot of people have been asking about that still. It is ready to go. In Touch is always going to be your first, obviously your first checkpoint because it's easiest to send that. But we're always going to need hard copy. There's never going to be a time where we go completely away, just like there's still a Blockbuster open, even though I've got pay-per-view online. There are times it just works better. And you're going to forgive me, guys. My voice is kind of gone tonight after the big production this weekend. But long story short, Is This For You is available not only on In Touch, it is now available for the first time also on DVD. So that's what's going on with that. The way the new program is going to run, and this is really exciting stuff, so I want to share this with you guys, is we're going to switch from being a working on where you are today, and how do I say it properly? What we're going to do is we're going to give you a strategic asset so that you guys can develop your organization and give you something to leverage off of on a monthly basis. Now, we're going to do that in such a way that we give you not only stuff to help you as a silver or a gold, but give you tools to develop your group. In other words, some of the basic things that people, you know, want to do when they come into this business is they want to know about the compensation plan. They want to know about the product. They want to know some basic training elements. And we also want to empower leaders to lead their teams. So the way this is going to work starting next week is starting May the 4th, every call will be a WebEx. Now, I highly recommend you guys get on the WebEx if you can. If you look on the Pathfinders.biz homepage, all the WebEx information is there. What we're going to kick off the first of every month will be your action plan. What we're going to have, there will be a tool posted to this page by the end of the week, I'm finishing it up right now, that will not only have a numbers to keep track of your prospecting in terms of step one, step two, and step three, but also a basic calendar so that you know where to drive people towards, the prospecting calendar, and it will have your basic activities that you should do daily, weekly, monthly, and annually, all in one little packet. So what we're going to do in the call is we're going to teach you what to do with that every month so your new people are never more than 4 weeks away from what to do and when to do it. It's going to help you guys not only with yourself but with your team. The second call of every month is going to be the process. We're going to focus on meeting people. We're going to focus on prospecting and teaching you all the basics. So are you guys excited that every 4 weeks when you sign somebody up, you're never going to be more than a couple weeks away from a call where you get to teach people prospecting? Do you guys see the power of that to be able to have that taught live every month instead of having to wait 4 months? I think it's going to be a huge tool. That's going to be fantastic. The third call of every month then is going to be the power and simplicity of the Nikan Wellness Technology. We're going to do a WebEx 30 to 45 minutes explaining the power and how easy it is to use our products, explain what the wellness home is, and it's because we're doing so many online previews. Sometimes you guys have somebody across the country and they say, hey, tell me about the product. Well, guess what? It's nice. We're going to have a spot where you can do that in a live environment, and it will be simplicity. It's not going to be giant, in-depth, humongous scientific information. It's going to be how you can own your own health in a simple, easy way that anybody can do. So it's going to be designed for usability and value and features and benefits. It's not going to be a science call. It's going to be a features and benefits call, which is exactly what we need right now in this company. And then number four is going to be winning with the compensation plan. We're going to teach you and your new people every month how to make money, how the basic comp plan works, the signed somebody up and thought it would be really nice if they knew how to make money.
Yeah.
We're going to have it every month because that's what people need to know. So the bottom line, we're going to give you a strategic asset that you guys can leverage off of. And on a lot of those calls, they won't take the whole hour. We're going to be able to bring on speakers that are either highlighting something that we talk about or featuring people that are doing great things from across multiple organizations. One of the other powers of using the WebEx is everybody, not only the people on the live side of the call, but the people in the audience, are going to be able to text in on the chat questions. So everybody can be a part of the call from now on, which is going to be really, really cool. So that's going to be the way we're going to flow. Now, you guys will be responsible in your own groups for setting up your program in the sense that we're going to give you those numbers and we're going to give you the daily activities. So I was talking to Grace earlier today, for example, if you wanted to leverage the call, what you could do is you have your people offline and you're going over numbers with them. I don't care if you're an executive or a diamond. It doesn't take a tremendous amount of leadership skill to be able to say, how many people did you talk to? What I want to focus on in this organization is getting the contact numbers and the process numbers up as high as possible. We're going to be talking about how we're going to do that and some things like that on the call. But the bottom line, what you guys want is to get your people making maximum contacts and tracking those numbers. We're not going to do it, per se, on the live call. We're going to give you the ability and the mechanism to do it. So the bottom line is on a call, you're going to be getting your strategic assets. In your individual calls and your team tracking, we're going to give you the tools, infrastructure, and resources so that you can track what your team is up to and help them maximize their prospecting. So that's how that's going to flow. Look for that packet up by Friday. You will have an email saying when that is up, when it's loaded and ready to go. So that's going to be the basic flow of it if you run through this. And then if there's a fifth week of the month, we'll bring on a powerful guest speaker. We'll close the month out with power. And then the next month, we're going to come right back. We're going to kick the month off with an action plan, straight up the middle what to do. We're going to go back to the process and prospecting. Number three is the magnitude of our product. Number four, the comp plan. So when you guys sign somebody up, all the basic training elements will be there within a four-week period. You're never more than 4 weeks away from something that you need to know. And then the second part of that is you will have a mechanism for tracking yourself. And if you're an upline, we're going to give you a mechanism for tracking your team. So if you're independent and have no upline, you can use the Pathfinders program. If you've got a strong downline, you can use the Pathfinders program. We're going to give you tools and mechanisms to build your organization. And frankly, guys, I'm going to tell you flat out, we're going to be the most high-speed, elite distributor organization in the network marketing world. We're going to absolutely fly. And what I want you to focus on, because we're going to take all the stress off you in terms of infrastructure, we're going to put all your focus and energy on getting the Is This For You and other tools in people's hands. So we want to put you in the right spot where you're making a maximum money, and that's where it is. It's when people are watching your videos, when people are making contacts, then you're making money. Everything else you do is a cost. So we're going to take the heavy resources off your hands. We're going to put you in the spot where you can go out and invest in your team. All this will be explained next week, what to do, how you guys will meet with your team. I'm going to give you examples of how to do that for action calls. And what's more, we'll do it every month. Come rain or shine, we're going to give you basic training and advanced stuff, resources to build your organization. So that's the way we're going to go with that. Very, very important to understand. You guys that are on this live side, and please give me some interaction on this one, do you guys all understand kind of the flow of what we're going to do and what, if any, questions do you have? Because remember, you guys are speaking for a lot of people that are listening.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on it? Does it make sense what we're trying to accomplish, everybody?
Yeah. It's, you meet people in the organization all the time. You want, the continual training.
Yeah.
The way they can just plug into the system. It's already in place.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you're never a long way away from those basic training skills. And a lot of people, would you guys agree that most of your people, the questions they have are, tell me more about the product, tell me more about, the comp plan. And those are the comp plan, for example, is not the easiest thing in the world to explain, even for me. I've been doing this for 10 or 11 years. So we thought, the best thing we can do is just take that off your back.
Well, I think the other thing, too, Rick, is that we didn't just arbitrarily pull these topics. We had a lot of discussion, a long day of discussion about what to do every week.
Yes, we did. How long did we meet? Like 3 hours?
Yeah, at least.
Including collateral excitement. Inside joke there.
Yeah.
We met for a very long time and laid this out so we could offer people this. So the bottom line, everybody, next week when you come back, what you guys should be focused on is you get your team plugged in to the call. We're going to get everybody moving one direction like a wave. We're not only going to teach you, here's what you should do in the month of May, but we're going to give you the mechanism by which to do it, and then we're going to say, if you're a team leader, here's the mechanism you should be setting up, and here's the tool you should use. If you are a individual, meaning you have no upline, here's a mechanism you can use, and here's tools you can use to build your group. And then what we're going to do, and this is a big deal, I wanted everybody to know that on that May 4th call and beyond, make sure you're on the WebEx, because let's say you're a senior out there and you're listening, and I know there's these people out there and you have no upline. One of the things I'm the most excited about is via the chat feature, you can now directly send us an email and ask a question and interact and have all the benefits of upline help. This is something we spent a lot of time talking about, wasn't it, Steve and Jackie, how we could get everybody involved.
Yes.
And this is the way that we can, both in my team and others. So if you've got a question, you're as close as a doggone connection away through that chat to doing it, and we're going to tell you every week who to send your chat to. So we're going to have a co-host delegated to handling those questions. So to make a long story short, guys, the game is going to change. We will be 100% interactive in the Pathfinder call for everybody, not just for the people on the live side. So I'm really, really stoked about this, more than I can even tell you guys, for being able to offer this to you guys as team. And I'm very, very excited about it. So look Friday for the Pathfinder newsletter. Another thing I'm going to do is I want to update the Pathfinder news. So I'm going to start a new Pathfinder news list to pick up people that are currently, I've got people who have been on there for 3 or 4 years now, and I don't want to just send stuff to everybody. I want to send to people that really want it. So look by next week for, okay, reply to this if you want to maintain yourself in the Pathfinder newsletter. Because to be frank, I want a current newsletter, and I don't want people that don't want the mailing list on it. And I think it's time that we update that. So look for an email saying, hey, listen, you know, I want to be on the newsletter list. And the bottom line, guys, if you just want to know where the news is every week, if you go to the Pathfinders.biz page, up at the top, there's a button that says News and Events. Just go there, and guess what you're going to see? News and Events. So the newsletter is always going to be there in a central location if you just want it to be passive, where you can go in there and check it out on your own. So those are some important upcoming announcements as far as that goes. So next week, here's what you do. Not only you, but you connect your entire team in with a call, because we are going to launch you like a rocket, and then we're going to give you a mechanism by which you can flow and develop and build your organization, and it will be 100% focused and geared towards building fast, building strong, and towards putting maximum number of people through the process so that you can build a fast-moving group. So that's really important that that you guys understand what we're going to do. So next week, if you don't understand what I just said even now, all you need to do is bring as many of your team to the call, you plug them in. We're going to give you we're going to give you an absolute pathway to launch yourself, and it's going to be a blast. So, are you guys pretty clear on what we're going to do next Monday evening?
Yes.
Yeah, I think
so. What's cool about this process that we've come up with, Rick, is that it's going to turn this organization into a recruiting machine.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. Well, let me talk about that in a second. I heard another question, then I'll go back to that.
I think that was Paula.
Paula, what was your question? Or whoever it was, what was your question? Female voice. Hello. Well, if you come back on, let me know. But, yeah, it is going to be a big difference with the recruiting machine. One other thing, too, I want to say this to you guys. Two things. One, close the month out strong. Get your buns qualified this month. Don't accept not being qualified if you're out there listening, no matter what group you're in. That's just something you should do. So don't accept having a weak end of the month. Have a strong end of the month. That's first. Second of all, the checklist of building this business is real simple. We're the hottest business opportunity in the world, number one. Number two, we have the most advanced technologies in the world. Number three, we have the best science backing up the best technologies in the world. And if you want to feature a technology, that's when you say, and we have the greatest, magnets or Jay Green or whatever you're going to talk about. But I want you guys to understand something. NECAN is a total wellness enterprise. We give you the sleep, the water, the rest, the air, nutrition, and we let you fix yourself. All those things are critical to your wellness. Don't pull one product out of that over another one unless it's under the header. And I really want you guys to understand this. Go out and lead with the vision of NECAN. If you lead with a product, I cannot say this enough, it's a great door opener and sell all the products that you want. But your process begins when somebody watches that it's just for you. So important you guys understand that. So what we're trying to do here is connect people in with that. I want this organization to be the best recruiters in the network marketing world. To do that, you need a simple, consistent message and vision. And to do that, you need a simple message. And here it is. Greatest company in the world, hottest career opportunity, awesome total wellness product line with the most advanced healthcare products in the world. And we're looking for partners to launch it. And we have all the science in the world to back up what we say. And then if you want to feature a product, that's the point where you do it. But I also want you guys to know something else. As NECN grows, product lines are going to come, product lines are going to go. That's what happens with a company. The company is bigger than Jade Green. The company is bigger than Magnus. The company is bigger than anything that we have. The company is about the vision, the five pillars of health. It's about the total wellness enterprise, and it, frankly, is about the hottest career opportunity in the world. The biggest thing I want you guys to get across right now in your mind is to quit trying to be product experts and start to talk about and get in your heads and say it repeatedly. NECN is the hottest career opportunity in the world, and we're looking for partners to launch it. Repeat that 100 times. Write it down if you have to. Put it in front of your face. Start to train yourself to repeat that and say it to people, that this is the hottest career opportunity in the world. We're looking for partners to launch it in North America. Take a peek at this and see if you want to be a part of working from home and make a heck of a lot of money. I want to reprogram this company to go out and launch this company to actually fulfill its potential. And it is going to be fulfilled if we go out with that vision. It will never be fulfilled if we go out talking about a box of something or a bag of magnets. A bag of magnets is under the vision. And if everything that I got across this weekend, talking to successful people, company people, everything in the world, is this company is not about a product. This company is not about three products. This company is not about any other thing than the vision of NECN, and that's the hottest career opportunity in the world, coupled with the hottest products in the world. And if you're a part of this company, it's going to make you a heck of a lot of money and get you a heck of a lot of health, and you're going to make your money by helping other people do the same thing. We should not apologize in this company about for talking about money. We should be proud of it. Everybody you guys talk to has to earn money. We do it in an honorable way. I'm not going to shy away from talking about money or checks in this organization anymore. And if it makes you uncomfortable, it's time to get comfortable, because this company needs to live up to its potential of getting people home. And selling a mini ain't going to get it done. I'm not saying that's not a good thing to do, but I really want you guys to buckle on your brain buckets and get out there and start to wrap your mind around it's okay to not apologize for being the hottest career in the world. Do you guys have any questions or thoughts, or do you understand where I'm coming from with that? Because it's going to be a message you're going to be hearing a lot. I want to make sure you guys understand why I'm saying it. Or that just be super silent. Anybody have any questions at all?
I think the message is clear.
Good. That's what I want. And I'm pausing for that because I want to make sure it sinks in. I know it's a little bit of a change for some of you that have been building this. I know that maybe you say, well, I'm not as comfortable talking about a career. And what I want to tell you is it's time to get comfortable talking about it. And it's been my experience that the only way to get good at something is by doing something.
I think that underscores another point we did talk about, not directly, and that is you can sell a lot of products, but you can never, ever make residual income if you don't build a network of people building a network of people.
That's right, and I don't care whether you're talking about ditch diggers or highfalutin people. Here's the interesting thing about NECN. When you guys sign somebody up, whether they're the chairman of General Motors, or whether they're a Walmart person that works in the dockyard, and I'm not saying either one's better than the other. I'm talking for the purpose of NECN. You guys all realize that they sign up at $49 and they both sign up at direct. That's what it is. So, you know, when you're signing people up, don't worry about who they are or what they've done or what they haven't done. Put them in and help them connect their first level. Sometimes people underthink this, meaning they make it so, you know, they think somebody can't do it. And also sometimes people overthink it, meaning people of different social statuses are not going to do certain things. And I'm telling you guys to discern all that out of your minds and just put people in. It's real simple. You connect them to getting started. They fill out their application, they get on auto ship, they order their wellness on stuff, and then they make a list of people they want to talk to. You guys realize that's what you do whether someone's making $200 million a year or $200 a year. It really doesn't change. Now, you may say this person's going to have a bigger list, and maybe someone with a lot of people equity has a bigger list. But the thing with that is the the list is useless unless they're going to use it. So if you've got someone that's quote-unquote too good to network market, sometimes they're less advantageous than someone that needs the network market. You guys understand what I mean by that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody that wants to go build it is better than somebody that has the potential to go build it. In other words, if I snap my fingers right now, is that more energy released by a 200 million ton piece of iron that's sitting in place?
Yep.
Right. Energy equals force times distance. Or potential energy is force times mass. Actual energy is force times distance. So somebody that is a ditch digger that signs up one person, do they have more Nikan energy than a multimillionaire that sits there waiting 6 months to do anything?
Yes,
make sense,
do.
Guys? Yeah, your energy in this business, we don't want potential energy. We want actual force. So, and by the way, you know, you've got people that do a lot of big things that exert a lot of force. In other words, look for the force being applied not in the potential energy, but in the actual energy.
Yeah,
oh, somebody's in the back. Do me a favor. Somebody's in the background making a bunch of noise. Please start to get yourself out.
That's me getting on a plane, Rick. I got to hang up.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brewster. Don't even worry about it, man. It's
all
right. Here.
I was asking a guy for a card who wants to write a book.
Well, you know what? No problem,
and,
man.
And you know what? We're going to give him the chance to write a book.
Yay! About his success in Nikan.
That's exactly right.
It's great to see you this weekend, by the way.
Have a great flight, Brewster.
All right. Bye. Thanks.
Gotcha. So anyways, guys, just keep in mind that you want your potential energy, not your kinetic energy, to be out there. How many of you guys have ever had a prospect that was a lot of potential energy?
Yep.
You know, what you want is actual energy.
Right.
So don't look to the type of person you're bringing on board, and that means high or low in the social standing. Look for someone that wants to go take their list and put it into action. So that's just a couple thoughts, and I don't want to be on the call forever tonight because I know everybody's tired and people are traveling. But get your teams back next week, connect them in. We're going to blow it out. We're going to run like the wind starting next week. And in the words of the Gladiator, we're going to give them something they've never seen before. So I'm ready to absolutely blow this thing up. Who here is ready to make a diamond run?
Let's go.
Me.
Awesome. So that's what I've got to say. You guys have anything you want to add before we go? I left this week purposely a light call because so many people are traveling and stuff, so we can kick off with a fresh start next week. Look for an inbox email from Pathfinders or check the news page by next Friday. And remember, next Monday night will be a WebEx, and we are going to bring a flamethrower next week and take off like a rocket. Okay, everybody?
Well, the only things I would add is get the convention on your calendar. And once the Pathfinder dates are announced for next year, get it on your calendar and start gathering the people to go.
Yes, and by the way, we're going to be one of the first things we're going to do on next week's kickoff call is guess what? Make a calendar.
Hey.
So that will be step number one for next week. We're going to make the decision event calendar for the rest of the year and the rest of the month. So get ready next week for your decision event calendar and your action plan for May. So everybody, close your month out strong. Do not accept not qualifying. Do not accept it. Silvers, golds, platinums, seniors, don't accept it. Go ahead, Cowboys. Throw it in if you got something.
I made a comment at the summit the other day about, for every person you get to convention is worth 100.
Yes.
Next That's, year in your organization.
Those numbers have been out for a while. I've heard them from multiple sources. You can tell people to make money in Nikan. There are people that get people to function. And for some reason that works. And that's why when we meet people and recruit, we're going to take them to the next decision event. That's a convention, a preview, whatever you're going to talk about. So, yes, the convention is a big vision piece. The general rule is whoever goes to convention usually turns into around 100 people over the next 12 months. And, by the way, some do 1,000, some do zero. So that's an average over 50 people. But it's been my experience that people that go not only stay in the business longer but do better when they're in it.
That, and wouldn't you say that, you know, in your unique calendar, we've got the rhythm coming up next month all over the place. Utilize it to get your people involved.
Your job as an upline in this business is connect your people in and your prospects, but your team, to get them connected in with the next event. That's it. It load your car up. I would be, one of the things I used to do all the time was either I have an event or I'm loading my car up to go to events. And so sometimes loading your car up and driving 2 or 3 hours, the best thing you can do, because it builds a team dynamic. You'll get the lock-in experience, so to speak. So the bottom
another thing, too, is with the events, it's so important. And, I've seen it, and I've understood basically what was going on, but the importance of it really sunk in this week, because I've got a team that's on fire just because of what they heard and what they saw.
Well, it is. Well, that's what happens. I mean, it's tough to catch fire sitting in your living room saying network marketing stinks. You know what I mean? It's tough, even if you're excited, to not be around other people that are excited. There's something about, well, there is a reason we go to church, or we're supposed to, because of the fellowship. There is a reason when you have clubs, you have meetings. There is a reason that people of like minds gather. And if anything, you know, being around 100 people or 1,000 people or 10 people that are thinking like you think makes your business better. So if I was going to build Neekin, I'd be to everything I could possibly be. And yeah, building Neekin is inconvenient, but so is being poor and retiring with nothing in the bank.
Right, and some of my team members that have seen a big event for the first time, it was really neat to hear the comments that they made. And one of the main things was they actually saw that it can be done. I mean, and with the people that you had at the convention, I mean, at the summit, and the people that came in, especially, you know, like Reed Nelson and the stories that were given of normal, everyday people that have done it. It's just, it's really inspiring to people that, you know, are out there going, can I do this? Can I do this?
Well, people need to see things, and talking about belief is one thing, but putting your hands on it and having vision is quite another. And that's why, you know, every event you can plug people into, and those of you guys that are out there, by the way, every big event in this country, every big event I've ever done starts with a preview in my living room that ends up in a hotel that ends up filling a convention center. Those of you guys out there that think you're going to build a giant group without building a powerful group at home, you are absolutely 100% wrong. The only way to make a lot of money in network marketing, I want you guys all to listen to this, is to get a group of people in your local area that will get this going, unless you want to be the one in 50 million to build it at a distance. But you need to go out and find that excited second person. Usually the reason areas don't grow is you find a couple of people and ride them to death when they're not bringing anybody. What you need to do is go out and find a couple of people that share the vision of launching your area and then get it built. The mistake is you get two or three that don't want to build it, or they just don't, and then your area never grows, and you get the same four people coming to your preview. What you need to do is you need to go find that running buddy that wants to get it built. A convention, I'll tell you guys right now, a convention center is full when a preview is full. The single most important thing you guys can do is get your regular preview started every week. That will lead to big things. That's your core event. I think that might be your most important event, because if that's not full, you usually have nobody to take the convention anyway, right?
Exactly.
So if I was you guys, the first thing I would do, look, first thing I did when I moved to Texas, was make sure I had a weekly preview. The first thing I did, everything I do, I build it around a weekly preview. It's been my experience, and frankly, guys, this is validated by company people and people that know the numbers of the corporation. There are no areas that grow unless there's a central meeting. And I know that's crazy, and I'm not even sure why. It's just the way people are geared, I think. So if you're at a distance right now and you want to get your group huge, I highly suggest that you get a preview going every week. Every single week, come rain or shine, hell or high water, it says you're in business. And so of all the events you can do, that's probably the most important, because without it, the rest of them are somewhat undercut. Unless lightning strikes and you sign somebody up to distance and they take off. But even then, if you guys sponsor somebody to distance and they take off and you've got nobody at home, how long do you guys think it's going to be before the people at distance don't listen to you because you've got no group? In other words, if you guys sponsored me and I live in Iowa and I've got 1,000 people under me and you don't have anybody at home, who really built the group?
Exactly.
Do you think I built it or you built it?
You did.
Right. So you realize what you're doing in that position. You may be making good residual income, and those things do happen. But it's really hard to have any credibility with the group when you don't have anything else going. So get something going at home, and that will lead you to strength abroad. Here's the interesting thing. When you're strong at home, that lets you prospect better abroad. And then when your group grows abroad, it gives you more strength at home. Kind of like in football, if you have a good running game, the defense comes up, and then you can pass. But if you can't pass, they come up in the line of scrimmage. And if you can't run, then you usually can't pass because everybody just comes and sits there. So the local game is like your running game in football. It lets you control the ball. Like if you can't run in football, you're always throwing downfield. It's really hard to control the ball when your defense is on the field a lot. If you can run, it creates the pass, and that really opens the game up. So here's the thing. If you can build at home, it lets you build really fast at a distance. But if you can't build at home, it makes it really hard at the distance. Just mark my words, guys. Being strong at home creates opportunities at a distance, and then being strong at a distance creates opportunities at home. But they're both necessary to build this business. And I'm telling you guys, you can't have one without the other. It's critical that you get that going and prospect and fill it and find those runners. Because what it's going to do for you is first of all, it's hard to teach people how to find super great prospects if there aren't a lot of super great prospects around you. Would you guys all not agree with that?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, there's teaching and there's doing. And in NECAN, the only kind of teaching is doing. If you're just teaching, then it's usually textbook and it doesn't work. So maybe above everything else, building strong at home. And by the way, take three guesses who said we need to focus on building at home right now. Anybody want to take a guess where that came from? Our president, Doug Braun. He said the biggest focus we've got to get leaders doing is building at home. So,
Which was awesome.
No, he was, and take it to heart, guys. Build at home. And by the way, I'm not saying go build at a distance, but I'm saying do both. A distance leg doesn't take up that much time. What do you do, 3 calls a week? So make your focus on being strong in your home market, and you'll get the distance market for free. And that's my thoughts on that. And then, by the way, if you've got a strong group at home, the ball's always in your court for previews, expos, Super Saturdays. You won't have to beg to get any vision within 4 hours of you. So you definitely want that ace in your deck. So that piece of advice to all you guys is get that local group going. All right, guys. Make sense, everybody?
Yes.
Makes a lot of sense because without the local group, you have nothing.
No, well, you don't have much authority, that's for sure. And authority is what this business is built on. You guys certainly do not have power. Power means you can fire people. Authority means people want to listen.
And I believe you said at one point to me, at least, and I'm probably you've said it to a lot of people, if you want to get your team going, let them see you doing it.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell people how to prospect when you haven't signed anybody up or done anything in a while. You'll find people listen better. You know what I mean? I'll tell you guys right now, getting up in front of people and talking about health and wellness when you look like heck, it's kind of tough to pull it off.
Yep.
So all you guys out there, you know, keep in mind that people listen to what you say, but primarily people listen to what you do. The best thing you can do is be in an upline is have a successful group. At the end of the day, that's what everything matters. And what I want to do is give you guys the mechanism, what our team here wants to do. This is what we talked about here extensively. You know, when Jackie and Steve and Paula was here, we were all sitting around the table. What we wanted to offer people was a mechanism to where you can lead your group, not manage your group. You know, we want you to be able to lead your group and give you every piece of tool and infrastructure you could possibly have to lead your organization. Because there's a huge difference between leading your group and building your group, and managing your group. And just a last little thought, hope all of you guys have the mentality of being hunters, not farmers. Right now, it's time to be hunters in NECAN and go out. And that doesn't mean go out and, like Ed Wien says, and Fishers of Men and make people join NECAN. But a hunter is someone out looking for something. A farmer is watching something grow. And you can farm to a degree once you get a group, but you always have to hunt. Okay, so right now, get the mentality that we're going to go out with almost evangelical zeal and spread the word. And by the way, here's the thing. We have the tools to do it. I mean, you guys get that tool in people's hands at work. I'm surprised at the response to it, to be honest with you guys. In fact, I'm really surprised. I don't remember the last time when people were forwarding things 10 and 12 and 15 times that were prospects. That's whack. I mean, I never would have believed that. I mean, it's not that I wouldn't have believed it. It's interesting that we have it now because it's a game changer. you know, if I was you guys, all I'd be doing is putting people in contact with the contact feeds, just like I did with the Dennis Williams video 10 years ago, and it blew my group up. Because it used to get forwarded, everybody used to pass it around. I gave out that Dennis Williams video, and I would get it six people deep from a prospect. That's what's happening with this. That's what told me there's something. They did a heck of a job on that, so it worked. You know, I want you guys to take your focus on farming and coaching people and put it on recruiting people and having your group focused on recruiting. And if you do that, you're going to make a ton of money. And remember, we're the greatest career opportunity in the world, a hot new way to work from home. We have the greatest products in the world backed up by the greatest science in the world. That's your checklist. And just spread that message. Don't apologize for it. You're going to make a whole lot of money. Be happy. Okay, money is everything. Go ahead.
Can you explain just a little bit deeper for those that haven't heard you talk about it before what the hunting thing versus the farming thing is all about? I mean,
hunting means you're going out looking for new downline, and you're on the lookout, and you've got the mentality where I'm going to bring people on board. Farming means you're a silver with three dead seniors, and every week you're calling them saying, come to the preview, and then you drive home saying, nobody came to the preview, as you brought nobody to the preview. Farming is telling me my group isn't doing anything. The minute you have 2 seconds to say what your group isn't doing, it's you that's not doing anything, because you should be busy with your own people, or you wouldn't notice they're not. There's two rules in this business. Either your people are keeping you really, really busy with the people that they're connecting, or you're really busy with your own people. There's never a time when neither two should be happening. In other words, I want to have the mentality of, I've got that hunger for people, and I'm not talking Elroy standing on mag steps and Bobby wants to buy a water system. Those are prospects, but those are customers. They're a prospect when they say, jeepers creepers, what is this business? I want to learn about it. So, you know, I'm looking for people that are excited about this career. I'm looking for people that say, I'm going to be there every Tuesday at your house for the preview. I'm looking for people that want to go out and get this built, that share the vision. So when I'm giving those tapes to people, or I'm sending the in touches, I'm looking for energy. And if I don't get energy, I'm probably not even going to bother with them. Because I'll be honest with you, I'm not one of these characters that's going to show up at your office 19 times trying to get you in a kneecap. If I'm starving to death and you've got the only can of peaches in town, I might go over and talk to you again, but I'm just not going to fool around with somebody that doesn't give me any energy. And if you're difficult when I'm prospecting you, I promise you it'll be a very brief conversation. Hey, what'd you think? Does it look great to you? Well, I don't know. Okay, I don't either. Thanks. That's the end of that. I value what I do, and I value my time, and I value my opportunity. And frankly, I'm looking for vice president. And if they don't impress me, I'm not going to drive across town to sit around with them. In other words, guys, what power do you guys think would have in prospecting? If people actually believe that you knew that you knew you were going to the top and we're not going to fool around with people that didn't want to. I'm nice to everybody. I just don't chase people around. Look, I'll tell you flat out, guys. Everybody that watches that tape that does this, I'm going to help retire and make $1 million. Flat out. I mean, I know it. I know it as well as I know the sun's going to come up tomorrow. It's not like I'm like wondering. So for me, you know, when I'm doing this, it's not like I'm sitting there going, gee, you know, I hope you like it, and I know you don't have time and don't know anybody and don't like this, but, you know, I'll keep dropping information off. If they don't like it, I'm okay with it. So in my mentality then, when I go talk to people, I'm offering a gift, not begging a favor, and it makes prospecting really, 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 really easy. Can't tell you guys how easy it makes it when you get that mentality. And I'm really tired right now, so my voice probably sounds all scratchy. I'm trying to say it in the most delicate way that I can. But I just don't put up with anything when I'm prospecting. If they don't show me some love, I'm gone. Period. So let me ask you, do you guys want to prospect and surround yourself with people that are fun and positive, or do you guys want to try to convince people network marketing is real?
Fun and positive.
Right. And by the way, if they ask me real questions, is network marketing a viable business? I'll say, let me give you a tool. And I go to pathfinders.biz, process tools, scroll down. Which tool do I give them? Whichever one's easiest to get in their hands. And I say, you know what? That's a good question. Let me give this piece of information. You can check it out. There's a difference between asking a real question and just being negative. Look for the real question. Look for people that are showing you some love. You know, that's the best thing I can tell you. So, Cowboy, long story short, a hunter's mentality is I'm building my group. I'm looking for partners right now. If I'm going to go sell a water system, that's great. I'm getting paid for prospecting. I'm getting paid for a reach-out method. Excuse me. Prospecting starts when someone says, I want to look at the business. A customer is someone looking at the mag steps. A customer is something looking at osteogen. A customer is somebody looking at a product.
And
when they say, tell me about the business, that's when they become a prospect. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm glad that you said that because the differentiation is critical, and I think a lot of people think that when they're selling products, they're prospecting, because if they sell somebody a product, they're hoping that that person will then like the business or like the products and then want to do the business. And sometimes that does happen, but that is not the majority.
Yeah.
Yeah. A product may get them into the business, but the people ultimately see that it is a business.
Yeah,
not
the product is a reach-out method.
That's exactly right.
If I put a flyer up at the gym and say, career opportunity with Nikan Total Wellness Company, and somebody calls me and says, what is this? That's a reach-out method. If I sell somebody a water system and they say, what is this business? It's the same result. You guys understand what I mean?
Yes.
If I run a resume ad, say I'm looking for leaders, and somebody calls me and says, tell me about your business, that's a reach-out method. If I sell a pair of mag steps and somebody says, tell me about your business, that's a reach-out method. With product sales, you're getting paid for a reach-out method. If I put a flyer up at the gym, I'm not. You understand why leading with products is a great reach-out method, because you're going to get paid while you do it. But understand, you're not prospecting, you're selling up till the point when somebody says, what is this? Very simple. You know, saying to somebody, well, I'm going to show you the water system, I'm not going to bring up the business, and I'm going to hope somehow you become a Royal Diamond, probably isn't your best strategy. Unless there's some kind of, you know, turn water into wine moment or something. What you got to do is, at some point they're going to say, what is this? And see, the mistake people make is thinking, well, they came into the business for the product. No, that's what piqued their interest. It's just like a resume ad, just like a reach-out method, just like a catchphrase. You know, they came into the business because they wanted to look at the business. The product just made them say, wow, this is cool. So don't confuse a resume ad with a product reach-out method past the point where they say, what is this? Is it possible to run a resume ad and have somebody not respond?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is it possible for somebody to buy a water system and not respond to the business?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an identical result as far as the six people going platinum to get your Royal Diamond go. They're both non-events. Someone who doesn't sign up and somebody that buys a product, both don't contribute towards your Royal Diamond pin in any other capacity than perhaps volume or making some money. And I'm certainly not discouraged selling products. Guys, I'm telling you, you got to hear me. If you're having a lot of success selling a lot of product, keep after it. It's probably the best reach out method we've got. But be smart and realize that you've got to get them to say, what is this business? In fact, I highly encourage you guys to sell a hoard of product. Just don't confuse that with prospecting, because it's not. It's product sale. It's a paid reach-out method. Is that clear what I mean by that, everybody?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Which is not bad.
No, if I can get paid $300 for prospecting, that's pretty good, because I'm also getting paid when they sign up. Move as many products as you possibly can, but don't confuse it with prospecting. Understand it's a reach-out method. You guys understand that reach-out methods are not prospecting. Prospecting is when somebody is in step one. I really hope you guys get that, because that's critical.
I didn't get that for a long time, Rick. This is all. I didn't get that. I thought that if I was, you know, lending them a product and showing them how fabulous it was, they would see. And it took me a while to get that, you know, it was a reach-out method. It was not prospecting.
Right. That's kind of like the 10-year-old boy that goes up and pulls the pretty girl's hair 30 times. And, of course, we all know it's because the little boy likes the little girl. It's just kind of tough to get the results. You know what I mean? It's like, why doesn't she like me? Well, because you're slapping her around and poking at her. You know what I mean? So when you're selling somebody a pair of mag steps, hoping that they somehow magic into the business, it's the exact same thing as the little boy that pulls the little girl's hair when he actually wants her to be his girlfriend. It's an identical situation. You know what I'm saying, guys? The little boys that don't know what to do with themselves, so they confuse love with poking. Same thing here. It is. I mean, I remember being a kid, and watching my buddies, you know, go up and they were actually mean to the girl that they liked because they didn't know what else to do, and somebody, they confused that with courtship. Well, selling a pair of mag steps is not prospecting, it's sales, or it's sharing. I mean, look, you can go out and be Mother Teresa, put products underneath everybody that has an illness. You're still not prospecting, you're helping people. You're prospecting at the point where they say, what is it? In other words, here's an even easier way to say it. You guys have somebody looking at the business when they're looking at the business. How about that?
Yes, I was just going to say, it's not prospecting until they're in the process.
Yes, when they hit step one, it's prospecting.
That's right.
Up until that point, you're just trying to figure out clever ways to get people interested. Look, I don't care if you get paint yourself green and jump out of a plane with a mag boy. Whatever gets people to say, what was that all about, is good. Product, resume, reach out method, warm market, bake cookies, take them over to your neighbor's house and give them to them with a magnet under the plate. I don't care what you do, as long as people are saying, what is it? It's all the same. That's it. Pretty much that's what I've got to say. You have anything else they want to add? That answer your question in a super long-winded way, Cowboy?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Right, I hope that was helpful to some of you guys. That was actually kind of spurred a, for what's supposed to be a short call, I sure have a big bag of wind tonight. Well, I'm pretty ready for a big kickoff next week. Who's ready for the next phase of the Pathfinders program?
I can't wait.
Well, I can't either. You're going to go silver on it here this next month, Paula, so it'll be extra fun for you. You'll be the inaugural of the new inauguration.
Absolutely, that's me.
Paula, the next generation. That's a T-shirt somewhere in there, I think.
Have a great night, Rick.
Awesome. Grace, let's get you silver, too. What do you say we get both of you silver here? I mean, I want all you guys silver, but I know
the
two of you are fired
up. See you there.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, you know what we're going to do? We'll make some shiny stuff. In fact, I just heard that Nikan has lots of silver pins they're looking to give away, and you may as well get one because they want to give them out, right?
Bring it out.
Awesome. Well, guys, bless you. Thank you. Have a great one. And next week, we enter the new phase of what we do. Cannot wait to see you, so load it up. We will throw you some pitches and make you hordes of money. How about that?
Let's go Supersonic, Rick.
You know what? That sounds awesome.
Let's go Supersonic.
Right on. Well, you guys have a great one. I see I said it so fast, I'm going Supersonic. The sound reached you before my thought, so that's how fast it's going already. All right, guys. Bless you all. Thank you. We love you. We'll see you next week, okay?
Bye-bye.